Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Denise.
Why do you always say my name and laugh?
Because you're giving me weird looks.
I give you the same look, always.
Tonight we have Zweigelt.
Okay.
Are you excited?
Zweigelt. What does that mean?
Zweigelt. I don't know. Well, it's named
Fine
after
wine.
It's named after someone. Dr. Zweigelt.
Zweigelt. Okay.
It's we'll get into that in a little bit. But first of all, wanted to thank everybody for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And just ask them to subscribe to the show. And if they want to learn about wine, they're in the right place.
It definitely.
Yeah. I did a couple things, though. First of all, we are all about blind tasting.
Yes, we are.
And we went through a couple reasons for that last week. I'd read a book, which isn't amazing in and of itself that I read a book. But
reading is good.
But it was a psychology book, and it actually gave wine tastings as their example of like preconception, where they would tell people about, ooh, this is a $200 bottle of wine. And all of a sudden, the $10 wine that they said was $200 became
very good.
Yeah. Tasty. Awesome wine. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is fantastic. And then they could do the same thing, use a $200 bottle of wine and tell people it was $10 and they didn't really care for it that much. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, and one time I had a bottle just the other day, and it was $120.
You didn't have the bottle.
No, I had a glass. Thank goodness we didn't have the bottle.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
No. And what was it? The other bottle, 30? Much better.
Yeah, around there. Yep.
Or maybe we're just $30 bottle of wine people.
Yeah.
Maybe that's our psychology mindset.
I don't know. I totally agree with you.
That maybe we can't enjoy a $120 bottle of wine. Interesting.
Yeah. I did want to say, I've been giving you bad dad jokes constantly for about the last week here.
You have been doing a lot of jokes.
So
lately.
it's on.
More on puns.
It's on Facebook. Yeah. It's all kinds of bad dad jokes.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway.
There's a couple that I didn't mind.
Yeah. There's been some good ones. My wife fell on the carousel at the airport. I thought that one was pretty good.
She came around. I didn't like that one. Why my husband fell on the carousel? I would like it a lot better.
Because it's two guys doing the jokes. So, but in honor of that, I wanted to say, like a fine wine, you get better with age. As long as you remember when to put a cork into it.
Oh, you're treading on thin ice there.
Let me see. I think that's about it. Let's get going. We do have, when we get to our tasting, you got to remind me because we've got something new to.
You won't know you're tasting it?
Before we start our tasting, I have something special for everyone.
Oh, a present for me? Well, did you forget one of my Christmas presents?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Let's get to the wine.
Yeah. Tonight we've got a Zweigelt, and it comes from Austria. We've never had this wine before, but it was developed back in 1922 by Dr. Zweigelt, and it comes from a cross from Blaufränkisch and San Loran.
Okay.
Okay. I don't really know much about either one of those grapes, but the wine is known for being bright, tart, and fruity.
Mm.
And most people compare it to do you want to guess?
A Syrah.
No, Pinot.
A Pinot.
Light and tart. Now,
Doesn't smell like a Pinot.
Oh, now I thought it smelled just like an Oregon Pinot.
It's kind of barnyardy.
Oh, it's very barnyardy, which is the tell for a Pinot. You hit it.
My Pinots are not barnyard.
You just don't. Yeah, this you kind of really, like a.
This is rolling fruitier, in the barnyard.
It is. It's very. Yeah. So if you like that, you might like this.
Okay.
But there's. Yeah.
I have a Pinot. So.
I do have another criticism of this wine, but we'll get to that. Okay. So the wine industry in Austria has been strengthened with laws and restrictions over the last 50 years. So. Prior to, like, the last 50 years, they were really just producing, like, cheaper, low-quality wines just for...
their areas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, self-consumption. But in the last, you know, 50 years, they've really got stricter on quality. They've really been trying to improve it. And now they have 35 different varieties that are... allowed in their areas, and it's dominated by basically two wines, a white Gruner Veltliner.
Okay.
And then, which I don't think we've had one of those either.
Does not sound familiar.
And then the Zweigelt is the red wine that is predominant.
And I've seen this label before.
Yeah. And so this is, yeah, we kind of bought this for the label a little bit, but also because it was of Zweigelt. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because it's called Butcher.
Right.
And it's got a
pig. Not my favorite label.
It's got a pig in a butcher outfit on there.
A pig person.
Yeah, a person that with a pig head.
Yes, holding
kind of like me, isn't it?
Holding
a person with a pig head.
Butcher knife.
Zweigelt's can vary in the type of wines that it's made. They said it can make really good rosé wines, and they also use it to make sparkling wines. So, kind of interesting there.
Okay.
Hey, Austrian sparkling wine is known as Sekt, just like German.
Okay.
German sparkling wine, which is known as
Sekt. Not a surprise. They're right next door to each other.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Austria speaks German.
Okay, let's give this a whirl, can we?
Okay, no. Before we get to our tasting, what are we going to do? We have something special.
Okay.
I didn't say anything about a present.
When it's something special, I think a present.
Okay, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's rock and roll, baby.
Oh, that is sweet. That is our 3-year-old granddaughter.
Yeah.
She had to get this in.
Well, she said it once, and it's like, oh, I got to go record you.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Let's walk on a wall, baby. Okay. Now we can go to the tasting.
That was a really tiny voice.
It was.
You needed to boom that up.
Okay. So what do you get on this? And... so it's a, I would say it looks a little, this wine anyway, looks a little bit darker than most Pinots.
Mm-hmm. It is purple.
A touch of red. I can barely see my fingers through it.
A little bit of brown tint. Right. It's deep. Okay. Deep color. Deep purple.
Okay.
Deep wine color.
And we just have the one wine tonight.
It's got some legs on it.
Okay. And like Denise said, on the nose,
it is strong.
You get a lot of barnyard, what
and
we
violet.
Call barnyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a earthy, kind of mushroomy smell.
Violet. I'm not getting this fruit smell, though.
I get some, cherry. Hmm. I would say cherry.
Are you going to take a sip now?
I'd say it's a little bit heavier than, I don't know, what is the alcohol in this? Looks a little bit heavier than
12.5.
Okay,
it's not heavy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's not bad. Okay, what do you think about the flavor?
It's kind of plummy, earthy.
Okay.
I need food.
I get the earthiness.
I need food with it. It's not very my favorite on its own.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I think this may be a much better food wine.
Mm-hmm.
Than it is on its own. And the other thing I would say is, compared to a Pinot, you said plummy. Yeah, this, to me, this doesn't have the acid
No.
When they talked about it being bright and tart, I'm kind of missing that in this wine. I don't know if, what's going on, but it's, this to me has a little more tannins than I'm expecting mm-hmm. in most Pinots.
A little tannins, yes.
And it's not very bright. I agree with you. It's a little more, and you said it's got a little brown. I wonder if it's kind of maybe gone a little bad, maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, it's...
Is this to be drank right away?
Yeah, this is a... So we are drinking a 2020 Johann Schwartz, the butcher, Zweigel. Mm-hmm. And I got this from Gateway Market in Des Moines for $21.99. It's 100% Zweigel. And it's 12.5% alcohol. It comes from the Burgenland region of Austria. And it received an 85 rating from Wine Enthusiast.
Wow.
So that's not, well, no, that's really not that good. Mm. They normally kind of don't report anything under like 86 is what I've normally been
okay.
heard. So. Okay. So it's kind of right on their low end. Mm-hmm. So it says aromas of cherry, dark cherry, herbs, and herbs and spices. Go. They didn't even mention
barnyard.
Yeah, earthiness. And well, that's...
That could be the herbs and the spices that were...
Yeah, I would say the earthiness is, jumps out at you. That's number one.
That really jumps out at me.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Yeah, it's balanced palate with firm tannins. Yeah, it's got some tannins on there. A lot more than I would expect with mm-hmm. a Pinot. And flavors of cherry and oak.
Okay.
I do get a little oakiness, but I don't, and just a little bit, more of the cherries on the nose, I think, but.
The finish is
it's
not.
It's a little darker in taste, I think.
The finish is very simple.
It's very short.
Very short, very simple. This is a 2 in my book. This is not a favorite of mine. I would not look for this.
You are...
I'm harsh, I know, but...
No, you're probably...
This is
I think you're unfortunately correct. I'd probably go a 2 on this, too. And I wonder if it's just this one bottle.
I don't know.
Because I don't think it matches up very good.
It's just not my favorite.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I would not even look for this one.
Yeah.
So...
This might pair with some food.
Yes, and... But I only take little sips because I'm not really going for
it. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
That's
our
it is.
Honest opinion.
It's an honest opinion.
But I unfortunately agree. I think I'd go 2 on it also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So not my favorite tonight.
Yeah. And I think this is something we need to try more of because... Everything they say about this, it sounds right up our...
So maybe we need to get a 2025.
It sounds right up our alley.
And not a 2020.
I would disagree with that, but...
Okay. Well, this is a screw top.
But maybe not. Yeah. Just try another brand or something. A different bottle. So, yeah.
Oh, same grape, but different
brand. But it's... Brand. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant the same brand we needed to give a whirl.
No. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, that was
maybe
that was
you should play my granddaughter's voice again, and maybe that will cheer me up after this.
Let's rock and roll, baby.
There we go.
Now you feel better.
I feel a lot better.
Next week, I am super excited for the tasting. Of course, I was tonight too. But next week...
That's it. You never know. I hope too many people didn't go out and buy this. Or if you had a different, totally experience with it, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, especially if you've had this wine before.
Yeah.
And it's good. But anyway, next week,
okay,
we are tasting a Viognier and Chenin Blanc blend.
Okay.
We have 2 of them. When I saw it, it's like, ooh. These 2 grapes should go really well together. And so it's kind of a thing. And they even have a percentage blend that they normally do them at. They blend them at. kind of the industry. They okay. said it's a pretty typical blend.
So where is this coming from?
We'll find out next week. I believe they're both California.
Okay.
But we'll find out for sure. But one of them is actually the number 27 wine on Wine Spectator's 100 top wines.
And we can afford it?
2025. It was like $13, $14
maybe.
See,
there you go.
Yeah. And so, and I read, what is this? And so their top 100 wines, they call them their top 100 exciting wines, I think is how they're most excited about these wines. So I think they take into consideration their rating, their price, and all that. And they were blind tasted, so they didn't know the price of it.
Uh-huh. And it made the 27th.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, number 27.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that. So we'll see.
Yeah, and what is the name of that wine? If anybody wants to grab a bottle and join us next week?
I have no idea. It is the 2024 Pine Ridge Vineyards Chenin Blanc Viognier.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Grab a bottle. Join us.
Got that at Trader Joe's, so.
Trader Joe's has it.
Hopefully they still have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's it. So until next time, happy wine trails to you.
Rock and roll, baby.
Until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Rock and roll, baby.